AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A critical moment for U.S.-Israeli relations. The Biden administration dramatically shifting its tone, telling Israel it hasn't done enough to limit humanitarian suffering in Gaza and warning there will be consequences. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
So far, Biden has resisted calls to limit or condition U.S. military assistance to Israel. The administration recently approving the delivery of thousands more bombs in the coming years, but now making clear the U.S. could change course.
Today's new government jobs report showing the biggest number of new jobs the economy in nearly a year, more than 300,000. The president will get an up-close look at the work to clear the Baltimore Shipping Channel today when he visits the site of the Key Bridge collapse. Minutes ago, an earthquake felt here in New York City. Preliminary reports, it was a 4.8 magnitude. There are reports of it being felt in New Jersey and as far away as Philadelphia as well. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. In-state tuition at the universities of Wisconsin will go up 3.75% next school year. The Board of Regents passed the hike unanimously yesterday. Tuition will go up anywhere from $255 to almost $400, depending on which campus. It's the second straight year of tuition hikes after a 10-year freeze. Fees are going up, too. April is Autism Month. The CDC says one in every 36 American kids is on the spectrum. Katie Hess is with the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. She's urging people to be accepting and inclusive.
Really what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
The Autism Society in Wisconsin is training businesses on how to better serve employees and clients with autism. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Wisconsin will soon outlaw private donations for election operations, but that won't take effect for a few weeks. That's when Tuesday's statewide referendum vote will be certified. Meanwhile, the city of Madison has spent $1.5 million in grants from the Center for Tech and Civic Life. The Cap Times reports city officials have been moving quickly, knowing they could not spend the money if the amendments were approved. The Ronald McDonald House in Madison is getting $50,000. Michael Ehlers was entered to win the grant after the company he works for took part in a nonprofit donation match. It's one of just 11 grants nationwide. Ronald McDonald Houses give families a place to live and three meals a day when a child has a long hospital stay far from home. The house in Madison has 31 rooms. Families typically stay for 12 days, but sometimes much longer. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Brewers take on Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Mariners tonight after a 4-0 start. I asked Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins if the team was a little in disbelief when they lost to the Twins the other day 7-3.
I think so. Look, you win four out of the gate and you kind of get this feeling like, man, are we going to lose? Of course we're going to lose, right? It's a long season. It's a marathon. But yeah, we're playing good baseball.
College hoops, another player leaving Wisconsin, but this time from the women's team, Sonya Copeland from the Badgers women's basketball team to enter the transfer portal. NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the Raptors. Milwaukee with back-to-back losses to the Wizards and the Grizzlies. Is there something they need to improve?
The only thing over the last two games is the pain points that we have to eliminate. Just too many drives. And it's the old thing, if our feet are fast enough or if our help is quick enough. In the last two games, neither one has been very good.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some wind and rain on Sunday, Monday into Monday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Kirk Bangstad, Ed Anderson, Amir Kakarovs, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
From my memory, we were like, what's up with the hair? Like, what's going on with the hair? And she was like, oh, I asked him about the hair. He said to her that he had had a dream like Samson and Delilah, and that he like felt as though his power like rested in his hair, and that if he lost it, he would lose his like power and his stature. And that's why, even though he knows it's ridiculous and like holding, you know, not, you know, like objectively not passing all the the check marks you would want a head of hair to pass, to him that is preferable than cutting it off, because he has like superstitions about it.
Who is that?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Oh, about Donald
wait,
Trump.
He's proud of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hair beast?
It's really? A Samson thing. I get it.
Really?
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks it looks good. Okay, that explains a lot. All right.
He thinks if he gets rid of it, he'll lose his magic powers.
His magic criminal powers?
Or whatever powers he thinks he has.
Okay. All right. You know what? The only power I recognize is this one. Indeed. Hi, good morning, Frangela. Hi.
Good morning.
It was a super losy week for Donald Trump and a super winny week for Joe Biden. I'm feeling fairly happy clappy.
Yeah,
how's about you?
Look at the jobs report. Look at it. Eat that. Oh, open up the refrigerator. What's in it?
Biden.
Nothing but Biden. I just got Amazon Prime, just dropped off some Biden.
Hello, Fresh Biden. We collided getting to that joke. The Hello Fresh joke. Hello. So I pick your favorite. I don't know. He got denied in Georgia. He got already lost in Georgia. Right? He got it. I mean, he's the thing that's beautiful is all of these delay things. They're not going to work. I mean, all of the experts now are saying this is happening in 10 days, April 15th. That one, at least, we know, you know, is pretty much, and everything he's trying, you don't even need to be a lawyer to go, what? No. Right?
Yeah. Our personal favorite, we talked about the final word, is the, look, Your Honor, all this publicity that we're creating is hurting my chances at a trial. So that we can't have a trial with all this publicity that I'm creating.
Yes, and you know what? It's taking away my ability
yes.
to
endanger your child.
Yes, yes. Right. My inciting violence against you and your family is somehow getting publicity that now it's just too crazy to go to trial. Yeah. Because
I can't incite violence if I have a gag order. You see the problem.
Right. Yeah, I don't. I mean, at this point, you knew he was going to violate it. And I know that most of us want to go send his ass to jail. But I don't. At this point, I'm like, all right, just do not pass go. Go directly to jail. Let's just start the trial because, you know, someone was saying, like, he could try to use that as a delay tactic. You know, I don't know that, you know, you just, now you put me in jail. Now I have to appeal. Like, I don't know. Like the stuff that he pulls out of his ass, some of it I've never even heard before.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you live in the world that's real. You live in the world of the real. You took the blue pill. You know what I'm saying? Like traffic and crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Harrison Floyd, a former director of Black Voices for Trump.
The voice.
Okay. I'm just giving you a chance.
Sorry. Ooh, those biscuits smell good. I'm sorry. Those biscuits smell delicious. What is that? Did you mix honey in the butter?
I was just pausing for you to comment on that. He blasted Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis for trying to control men by fear by charging him with a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election. Or alternatively, Jody, perhaps she charged him because he tried to overturn the 2020
election. Right. Could be that.
Okay.
Could be that.
He said, and I quote, Frangela, in the Black community, I just think from a history in the community, Black women try to control men by fear. See, because, maybe a guy, Black guy that committed the crime, she's trying to control by...
This is more of a sociological observation, anthropologic, like, I don't...
And again, that ain't got nothing to do with the law.
No, yeah. I mean, you weak. That's what I just heard. I'm a weak biscuit. I'm like a biscuit that people didn't care enough to use buttermilk on. You know, I'm one of them biscuits you pop out the can. I'm not fresh.
No, I'm not fresh. What no Crisco used on that?
When no Crisco used on that because they didn't care about me. And this is the thing, because I'm not worthy. And I object to him acting like he's been in the Black community. Because that is no.
And can I just say, okay. Jody, have you seen anywhere, I've heard that this Judge McAfee's a Republican. First of all, you know how I feel about him letting them televise a trial of Fani Willis's private life when it should have been done, you know, it should have been 2 seconds in chambers at lunch hour. But he also recently modified Floyd's bond conditions to allow him to work with Trump's 2024 campaign.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
I'm like, what? You know,
the entity that's essentially accused of these crimes.
Right.
The people who are brought up on a RICO charge. RICO means conspiracy.
Right.
So when you say, I am overseeing a trial in which I've allowed the defendants to continue to do the very same things that they're in court for.
Yeah. Well, this judge... Go ahead, Go ahead,
that
Angela.
Hits me in that sort of way, like if you were in a mob trial, right?
Yeah.
And the judge was like, look, Fingers Malone, Fingers, I'm going to let you continue to traffic drugs and kill people because I don't want to interrupt your business.
Yeah.
While we put you on trial for selling drugs and killing people.
Yeah. Well, and also this Judge Cannon thing, I was saying, I still can't get my head around that a judge he appointed, an unelected judge he appointed, could let him just get away with espionage. And, you know, as we were saying, probably the CIA agents that were killed because of him. And that's like, oh, she could just try to, you know. I mean, Glenn Kirshner said, hopefully, Ty Cobb said the same thing, that he thinks that there's a good chance she will be removed if he goes to the 11th Circuit, this whole, what is it, Jody? Writ of mandamus or something.
Matt Damon.
Rid of Matt Damon.
It's the rid of Matt Damon.
Yeah. It's the rid of Matt Damon. You know what? That's one of my favorite laws.
Mm-hmm. I like it better than the rule of Ben Affleck. I like it a little
bit. I was going to a Ben Affleck joke. You got there first.
Okay.
I was going to go for a Ben Affleck sidebar.
Team of professionals.
Okay. I understand.
Team of professionals. Yes.
All right. Mike in West Virginia must answer, which sexy liberal is he bringing bourbon and cookies to? Last time it was in Asheville. I'm going to guess Durham, Mike?
We were hoping, but I think it's probably going to end up being D.C. because we have to move. So
we're
in the process of moving to take care of my mom.
Oh.
So Yeah, she's not good. But I just wanted to call to say, I know everybody heard Sue call in about a three-way.
Yes. Yes. Well, I was turned down by Bob Seska and Kimberly Johnson and also Carl Frisch and Evan. And so Sue offered nicely that she and her husband Peter would.
Here's the thing, Steph. At the Asheville show, you kissed my wife on the lips. If we come to Sexy Liberal in D.C., would you mind finishing the job?
I certainly will take that under advisement.
We love you.
Listen, I've just gone through a breakup, and I'm feeling particularly hoary, and you know.
So finish the job with
grief.
Her. So, finish the job with her, so he can sit in the corner and do his thing while watching.
I love Sue and Rockville madly, but I feel like there'd be a lot of kvetching, a lot of you know, complaining about my technique stuff. Okay, Frangela, what's happening? Okay,
I feel dirty. Yeah. I don't know what.
I just don't know where I am.
I don't know what happened here.
I'm overdressed.
Should I be dressed or not?
That's what I'm saying. We are overdressed. We are overdressed for today.
We turned into Playboy Radio.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, and also none of us are good at keeping secrets, so I wasn't even sure what things I'm supposed to know, but Jody Hamilton tells us that Representative Jan Schakowsky's just been added to the Chicago Sexy Liberal, along with Watergate Prosecutor Jill Weinbanks. Mm-hmm. And I have a secret. I can say it. It's on the text for the Chicago show, but I don't think I can say it yet.
Don't say it.
I got a whole bag of with your name on it. Okay. We have super cool. I mean, right? We've got Alpha
Amazing.
Liberal Cliff Schechter joining us in Minneapolis. Yeah. We have Glenn Kirshner, Joe Noe from Jurors in Philly, April 27th. We have Spy Lady Valerie Plame just added to Albuquerque Sexy Liberal. I mean,
Charlie Pierce, Boston Sexy Liberal.
Yeah, and he's going to bring a dish to pass, and by that we mean
a Kennedy. A good Kennedy.
No, Senator Elizabeth Warren. Professor Warren. It's about time that he threw her at me again, which he's already done.
But also,
once.
Everyone in Boston is assigned a Kennedy at birth.
Right. Yes.
So he's going to bring his
one
Kennedy.
Of the 11 billion Kennedys that are speaking out against Bobby Kennedy Jr. Yes. Okay. I mean, what the good news was no labels is bye-bye, right? But we still have to worry about this lunatic who, did he say he would pardon the January 6th insurrection? I mean...
Uh-huh.
He gets crazier by the day. He's talking about it's not the guns, it's you know, video games. I'm like, oh, God. I don't know what to say anymore.
I don't understand the deification of the January 6th insurrectionist domestic terrorists is one of the most confusing things about this to me. Because these are people who love, when I think about how they reacted to peaceful protests of Black Lives Matter and how they, you know, cities tore up their streets to prevent marchers from coming down them who hadn't done anything.
Yeah.
Here and there were isolated incidents, but nothing anywhere near.
Yeah. Yeah.
And certainly not planned or coordinated.
Yeah. And in a couple places, it was proven to be, you know, white supremacist provocateurs. That were, you know, using masks to, you know, obviously to imply they were, you know, to cover their identity. I mean, the whole thing is I mean, you're right. When we are this morning talking about Bobby Kennedy saying that, and we just played John Bolton and Karl Rove saying they all belong in prison, the January 6th. It's just, this is like the most cattywampus political year of our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's getting weirder by the second, because what it's opened the door. We used to close the door on crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or at least hide it in the attic.
We would not let them in Congress.
No.
We would not let them on the Senate floor. They weren't allowed in politics. They weren't, you know what I mean? They didn't get up the ladder. Now we say, you know, because of what Donald Trump, the door is wide open. Come on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And rule us. Rule us with your Jewish space lasers.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they think anybody would try to control their hick cells. I don't. What group of people is like, you know what we need to do to get world power? We need to control Rickety Smickety Junior Bob Mary Jane in Tennessee. No, what value is that?
I don't know why. Now, Francis, you have me thinking about whether, you know, Sue in Rockville and her husband Peter do a Jewish laser light show during their three ways. I don't know. I'm just, my mind is a little, I've had a long week. Okay.
Well, she is the national Jew.
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's just all sit here and think about what we've done. 19 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela and the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Genucel.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to need vats of this. I'm going to, you know how I normally just, I don't check a bag, but I may need to check, like, just all Genucel. By the time we get, you know, 12, 13, 14 cities in, just, you know, and I get Crypt Keeper-y.
Mm-hmm. Right? All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We love our Genucel, right? Gen 90 is the newest product. It's the new baby. Look at it. It's an amazing wrinkle cream. I do it under my eyes, my frown line, my worry lines, all that stuff. Right? And there's a lot of those because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know.
Because.
Read the news.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You can feel your skin tightening. You can feel it tingling. You can feel it working. It is luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Starts working in seconds. Genucel, 400% the customer loyalty. That's like a Frangela level of devotion.
Yeah.
The way fans are devoted to Frangela.
Of course.
Yeah. 11 billion% customer loyalty. Okay, right now you can get Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and their luxurious Genucel XV, that collagen builder moisturizer. I start every day with that. So does Chris. Look how creamy. And Jody, you do too, don't you? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. Eye candy. You're both eye candy to me.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh. Pardon you. Well, you can go go to Genucel.com right now for an incredible package, over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Results guaranteed, your money back. Order right now, get free limited edition spa box with bonus gifts and free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller. The politics of dancing. Oh, it's this message
on the stage. What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show Fridays with Frangela. Hi, Frangela. Hi.
Good morning.
Big magic. Just all black girl magic.
Ooh, okay. I just want to remind everybody, we have a fantastic equipment drive going.
GoFundMe.
Put in Frangela.
That's right. You must support the final word and idiot of the week. It is just fun in your ears.
But go to GoFundMe and type in the search word Frangela.
Right. There you go.
And you'll be able to help them.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What do I always say about polls, Chris?
They're BS until you find a poll that you like.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it. Okay. New poll says Biden beats Trump by 4 nationally. That is the 17th national poll win in the last month. But you won't hear that anywhere else in the media. So
what have we always said about national polls, too?
Third bowl.
Do you want me to do this thing?
No.
You're going to like
it's
it.
It's too much math in one segment. It's too much math in one segment.
It's really easy.
Oh, here's some math. The article warns a bird flu pandemic has the potential to be 100 times worse than COVID. And while I'll admit this frightens me, what scares me more is knowing most people think the current pandemic poses zero risk. So I fear 100 times zero is the calculation most will make. That's what's scary is this, you know, anti-vax idiocy that Bobby Kennedy's running on, that Trump has infected this country with, right? That you fear not just this ongoing, you know, pandemic, but the next one, right?
I miss the times when the government was like, this is polio, it's bad, we're gonna get rid of it.
Go take this sugar cube.
We don't care if you don't like that because this is what you want to go to school.
And you know what we did? We took the sugar cube, and you know what happened? No more polio. Isn't that weird?
Now we can't separate church and state at school in schools. Now we have people busing children to church in the middle of school day and calling it a school program.
Yeah.
When I tell you that we have allowed everything in and now we can't stop anything until we go to the polls and vote these people out.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris LaVoie said a very smart thing this week. I know, right? For eye candy.
What?
He said, but he said, every time a child learns critical thinking, a conspiracy theory dies. Yeah. How else are we ever going to get our country back from these lunatics? We just played some Roseanne. She's become a complete lunatic. I mean, it's the guy that rammed into the Atlanta FBI. Complete QAnon Trumper lunatic. Right?
Yes.
The only advantage to now, though, with these kind of people is that we know who they are. They make themselves very known.
Yeah.
And so we can isolate them. You know, it's several cultures. They have a custom when people don't act right. They kick them out the tribe.
Yes.
They put them on a canoe.
Or down a hole.
That's what I'm saying. They put you on a canoe and go survive. That's how you do. And I think we need to revisit some of these methods that our ancestors used.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, I have a Trump potential Trump running mate Byron Donalds story
for you.
That's
not going to happen.
Oh, no, Frangela will enjoy it. You will enjoy
all right.
it. Yeah. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin public schools are now required by law to teach Hmong and Asian American history. Governor Evers signed the bipartisan bill into law yesterday. Black, Hispanic, and Native American histories are already required learning in Wisconsin. Evers is also declaring April as Hmong Heritage Month. Tax day is coming up. Some people spend 9 hours and $150 doing their taxes. Now the IRS is trying out a free tax filing service in some states. Adam Rubin is a consumer advocate with the nonprofit Economic Security Project.
It's an interview-based questionnaire that asks people questions in pretty much plain language, and you fill in the answers, and it fills in the tax form for you.
Wisconsin is not one of the 12 states in the pilot program this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Dane County's six biggest food banks say the number of households they serve has more than doubled in the last 2 years. Between 2021 and 2023, there was a 112% increase in demand. Leaders at Second Harvest tell Channel 3 it's likely due to pandemic-era benefits running out and inflation. All 16 Food Fight Group restaurants are donating a dollar for every special menu item ordered in April. Madison area public health officials are getting the word out about screening for sexually transmitted diseases and infections. April is Get Yourself Tested Month. Public Health Madison and Dane County says it's encouraging people to know their STD and STI status, especially if they've changed partners or if it's been a while since they've been tested. Chlamydia is the most common STI in Wisconsin, and rates of syphilis are spiking locally. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some wind and rain on Sunday, Monday into Monday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I think the American people need to see these two men side by side on a stage. Joe Biden needs to be asked,
multiple questions about a whole host of different things going on in this country and around the world. He has a lot of answers to give the American people. I can only assume he doesn't have the answers to the questions that he will be asked, and they're going to try every single day to keep him off the stage. Yeah.
I disagree. I think
projecting.
Donald
I think you're talking about Donald. Okay, whatever you say, just don't sing, please. For the
yes,
love
please,
of God.
For the love of God.
Have you heard Lara singing?
Oh,
have you, for Angela?
Yes, you played it for us once. I haven't been right.
You haven't been right since then. I won't do it again. I'm sorry. I just was asking.
After she twists her lips into the words and the sound, get the sound of out her throat.
Yeah.
To say that Biden won't step on stage when we would, didn't we just go through an entire Republican
primary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he wouldn't get elected. Yeah. They're not going to let him on stage. There are more and more experts, for Angela, saying he is sundowning. He is clearly in decline of some sort.
I have 91 questions for him.
Yes.
I would love to hear him answer them.
By the way, this is the like the movie quiz that's going around. Mm-hmm. You just pick a number.
Yeah. Do you want me to do the
math? It's time for a little quiz. Oh, your favorite movie of all time, follow directions, do the math. So there's all these things. You pick a number and multiply this, that. And so there's a whole list of movies. And no matter what you pick, it's you end up with 9, judge sentencing Donald Trump to 30 years in federal prison. That movie.
That's my favorite.
I was going to say, Titanic. That's my, never mind. Do not play Lara Trump for Frangela unless you have the one with the dogs with the huskies in it.
Right.
Okay. Frangela, David, first of all, says Happy International Beaver Day, April 7th. Thank you. I have been wished of the Happy Beaver Day by an inordinate amount of people. It's coming up Sunday for those of you who celebrate.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Okay. David from Pacifica. Steph, wishing you a happy International Beaver Day. We had a great time at Sexy Liberal Show San Francisco, January 20th. Doesn't that seem like a million years ago now?
It really does.
So much fun getting my funky cold Moderna t-shirt signed by everyone. Thanks for making us laugh and smile. We will be back again to see you soon. You got to go to where? Seattle, Portland, somewhere, David. I mean, come on, right? These news cycles, it's going to be like a different show in every city pretty much.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I have a legal question for you, Frangela. So, you know my nephew plays the president in the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series, The Residence, which will be debuting in the fall. So, Al Franken was just added to The Residence. He will be he's playing a senator. Don't you feel like that my nephew would have, if it's a Shonda Rhimes backed, executive order, she could order him to come to a Sexy Liberal, don't you think? Sure. To be on panel somewhere?
Absolutely.
I mean, she's scandal,
Rhimes
too.
Is the president of the real world.
Right.
Right.
Right. I feel like there could be an executive order if it is backed by the power of Shonda Rhimes. She did Scandal, too, so there's a lot of, I feel like there's legal weight to a presidential
Scandal
directive.
Scandal didn't reflect well on the presidency.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
She had fabulous coats. I don't know what you're talking about.
Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Frangela.
Hello.
And I really hope you take that gentleman up on the three-way, Stephanie, since if he comes to D.C., and having kissed both you and Sue, I can recommend you each to each other because you're both wonderful kissers.
Oh.
My.
This is a very awkward show. Frangela is really not sure what to do with this whole situation.
I miss a lot somehow. I'm not.
Yeah.
They're both very generous in that section, but anyway. The reason I'm the serious reason I'm calling, I was serious about that too, but the reason I called is I hope with the jobs numbers and they keep going, I think this is the first time someone has gotten 300,000 in a month. I may be wrong. But I hope that they amplify it because just like the, you say that you hate polls except when they show you right. I told you about the one where Biden is taking a huge lead with the kids despite mentioning. It's like whenever there's good news for him, and only because I've ensconced this stuff, I see it once or twice.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
Yeah. But 17 polls in a row. He's been winning. Now that we have this jobs report, I mean, 3 hours after he gets off the phone with Netanyahu, right? Netanyahu's, right? Obviously, and that's the call that had to happen, don't you think? Like, I mean, him just saying, U.S. policy is going to change. We're not just asking anymore, right?
Right. This is over. So get her together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Biden's version of, I'm going to come up there. I'm going to come up there. And y'all better not be doing what I think you're doing.
Yeah. Think about if that was Trump on the phone.
Right.
Just think about it for a minute. Oh, now Sue in Rockville is here for more awkward three-way conversation. Okay. Hi, Sue.
Yes. Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Two quick things. First of all, Stephanie, you're supposed to keep our whole space laser thing secret. I told you that privately. And two, I would like to apologize to everyone impacted by the earthquake this morning in the New Jersey, New York area. I was simply testing it so I would be ready for you when you came.
Thank you.
So I take full responsibility. And I will be more careful with our Jewish space lasers in the future.
Good. Thank you.
I like a Jewish space laser light show during my three-way, Sue. So I'm with you.
Well, if we're not doing well, it's entertaining, if nothing else.
Okay.
You'll laugh.
All right. Okay. All right. Frangela, I promised you a Byron Donalds story. Representative Byron Donalds, Republican of Florida, has been a staunch supporter of Trump. That's not always been the case. CNN uncovered a slew of social media posts in which Donald severely disapproved of Trump's rhetoric, namely his racially motivated attack on President Obama. In 2012, Donalds said, Trump won't run, thank God. Trump's a huge distraction. He cares more about himself than the country, in my opinion, but I could care less about him. But now he would like to be Trump's vice president, so he's going to forget about all the, the racism that came before.
That's the thing. Sometimes the biscuit gets overcooked.
Yeah. Well, and also, this is what you're asking for a job where the last guy, they set up a gallows for the last guy and was screaming to hang him, and the president of the United States did nothing to stop him.
Yeah.
He actually incited it.
Yeah.
That's right.
He said, we're going to have to blame him. Yeah. We're going to have to blame the VP. And that's,
just saying, if he almost got the white guy lynched. I'm just saying,
That is hard to do. That is hard to do. And you got to give them credit for that. That is a difficult task.
In a totally unrelated story, allies of Trump are plotting new initiatives to fight for people who they believe to be the real victims of racism in America. White people.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Angela, is that one eye stuck shut? Is there eyelash glue?
I'm having a fit.
That's the thing your mom always does. Carol Burnett always does that one eye thing. That was fantastic. Okay, sorry. Trump allies want to dramatically change the government's interpretation of civil rights era laws to focus on anti-white racism rather than discrimination against people of color. Oh, thank God. Someone's finally going to do something about this.
Right.
None of us are free until.
That's right.
You know what?
It would involve.
I can't wait to start seeing the White Freedom Week of the Movie films come on CBS.
Yeah.
And, because this is what it's all about. It is really about rewriting history as they want to see it. And we're not letting it happen. And they don't understand why women, the LGBTQ community, people of color, sane white people, they don't understand why we will not let this happen. Just lay down and let them rule us.
It will involve a push by the Department of Justice to eliminate or upend programs in government and corporate America that are designed to counter racism that has favored whites. Okay. All right. So, as you know, DEI caused the bridge.
Right.
Thing
because
and I didn't even know what DEI was until then.
You had to ask.
Yeah, I did have to ask you, what is that? The publication writes, Trump has portrayed himself as the victim of racism amid his legal problems. He repeatedly has said black women prosecutors in Georgia and New York are racist. His political career really began in 2011 as the chief birther agitator questioning Barack Obama's eligibility to be president. His history of racism started way before that, with the housing and also the, ad about executing the Central Park Five who were innocent,
No, he's an expert. He didn't just stumble into this hobby of racism. He's been a committed, devoted fan.
Exactly. Marie in Atlanta, our Atlanta prosecutor until Fonnie Willis is available. Then we're going to drop her like a bad habit. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Steffi. I just had to tell you what an amazing group the Stepped Nation is.
Yep.
I was sitting in a continuing ed, mandatory continuing legal ed yesterday, when I start getting text messages. Stephanie called you out. You need to call in.
Like, I can't. And you're doing like real legal stuff.
I'm working.
Doing her job.
Yeah.
What did I say? Did I smear you in some way? Probably.
No, we wanted. I think I shouted out to her and Michael in Oakley.
So oh.
Legal people call.
Yeah. Because you need a legal expert like 24/7 on call because.
Yes.
Absolutely. Trump is literally committing more crimes. Like Glenn Kirshner said today, stop the investigations. Let's just get him in prison because he won't stop committing crimes, will he? Like
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's not going to stop. And unfortunately, until Judge Marchand makes the gag order requirements, the expanded gag order, part of his release conditions, there's not a way for Judge Marchand to put him in jail. So we're kind of stuck with that for a minute,
yep.
But just for a minute, because hey, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
What? And so obviously he lost in Georgia as well yesterday, Marie. So what? Yeah. So what's the time frame there? Let's get this. Let's get this. What does Andrew Weissman say? Snap a doodle. Let's go.
Yep.
Snap a doodle.
Yeah, I wish I could say that we have a clear timeline at this point. But you know, the good thing is what. Judge McAfee is showing is that he's got better sense than that idiot Aileen Cannon down in Florida.
Yeah.
He knows better than to have entered a ruling finding that this was free speech, because the thing that Donald Trump said was, fellas, give me a break. I need you to find. If he just said, I wish I could find, I wish there could be, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But I need you to, and give me a break.
Yeah.
That's not free speech. That's soliciting a criminal act.
Yeah, that time in Albuquerque when I said to Angela, I need you to throw that Girl Scout into that jukebox. Thank God nobody recorded that, because that wouldn't fall under free speech, because that was a directive right. That was not, right?
I thought it was a wish, too. I thought it was a wish.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, because we agreed on the number of Santana songs in a row.
Three is enough. Three Santana songs is enough. I don't know what you're doing.
Not a jury in the world would convict us. Just saying.
Four, it's just an act of self-preservation on our part.
Yeah. I didn't say I wish you would throw that Girl Scout into the jukebox.
But I felt the power of that wish, and I shared it.
Okay.
It was a beautiful thing, actually.
Really
I don't
was.
Know. You
it
can
really
get caught was. Up in the violence of it, but it was beautiful.
It really was. I think it would keep changing the city. I don't know. Okay, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Teddy Modi's Dogs. Money Cloud of... Who's Miss April, everybody? Who's Miss April?
Bonnie
is in the Hope calendar, the Hope Rescue calendar. Who's the cover girl? Oh, I have to check what month Clyde is. You will see how happy and healthy and so fluffy they I could just die.
He's in Derptober.
Stop it.
Man.
He is smart. He is kind. He is important. Okay, and also he is well-fed. He's incredibly well-fed with superfoods. Right? Brain food. He eats a lot of brain food.
Okay.
Salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, kale. Oh, my God, this food. It smells so good. I open the bag. I just get right in there.
You huff it.
Yeah, huff it.
Get your face up in there.
Yeah. It's not one of those fresh foods that takes up fridge space and it expires quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Ah. It's freeze-dried raw, so all that flavor is packed in there. You get the convenience of kibble, but it's, pantry safe. Shelf stable, and it has all the ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs go crazy. Save 54% right now on your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. They have kitty food, too. Oh, sorry, that was a dolphin.
Yeah.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Gosh, Vince, the Crash Dummy Museum is something. And to think all this has helped people learn to buckle their safety belts.
Yeah, like this. The clipped of Toot Toot car driving across the common.
What's that he's covered in?
Looks like a fender. Talk about getting wrapped up in your work.
Hey, Vince, out here, the world's first airbag.
A fine example of pop art.
And look, the Moaning Lisa.
Yeah, well, crashing the walls long enough, I guess it'll take the smile off anybody's face.
Vince, look at this vase covered in tiny dummy drawings. Do you think it's Baroque?
Why, did you Baroque it?
Hey, Vince, do you think we'll ever end up in a museum?
Let's hope, Lar. When everybody in this great country of ours finally learns that buckling up can save their lives, then our job will be done.
And with luck, they'll put us here, right next to the Venus to lots of miles on her.
A message from the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Stephanie Miller. Knew how to work it the day she was born. Now she's riding.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Chris, who said breaking Trump is out on bail in four criminal cases? He posted a photo of the president bound, gagged, and shot. Threatening a president is a federal crime and also a violation of bail release conditions. Time for courts to act. Who said that?
Mr. Slate.
No, not Mr. Slate. Andrew Weissman, legal lad.
Oh, okay.
One analyst, Frangelis, said the more pragmatic question around the Biden video isn't whether Trump's action constituted a crime, but whether the Biden administration has the appetite to do anything about it. We all know the answer to that one. Trump is a master bully. He always gets away with it. He will this time, too. I mean, we started the week talking about Judge Luttig just tweeting that our institutions, I mean, it's not just sad pet store parrot Merrick Garland. It's all of our institutions and judges and FBI and Secret Service. Where the are they? Right? I mean, you know. Go ahead. Yeah.
I completely agree with you, Stephanie, because the reality is that, you know why we are always screaming, Angela and I, as black women?
Yeah.
It is because we know bullets. We know what it means. We are from a community. You're from a community that knows what it feels like to have somebody have their foot on your neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we see it. And the reality is that the larger government doesn't understand white men like in power like we do. And we see a bully when we know a bully when we see one.
I just realized you
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I realized you meant me as a gay woman. I was wondering what you meant. I thought you meant like Catholic girls that look like Armenian dudes in high school. I wasn't sure what you meant, but I take your point. Yes.
Yeah, and also we've not lived under the illusion that these institutions aren't full of racists. Like, right. And I think that that is something that I've spent my life trying to say to people. And I repeatedly was told that's not true. There are good. There surely are some bad people, some bad apples. I'm like, no, these institutions were formulated for this.
Just saved this story for you, Angela, because you always say that. The saying is one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. And so there's this police union standing behind Donald Trump, right? You know, endorsing him. I forget which one it is. Really? They're the ones that watch cops get the beat out of them at Trump's instruction. But anyway, I just thought this is because it reminds me, speaking of Catholic school, Catholic priests. Sorry, but a police officer in Michigan was hired by department after department, leaving a trail of misconduct and scandal in his wake with no apparent impact on his ability to move to another city and earn the badge there. It's what they did with priests, moving them to different, you know, parishes.
My credit score follow me. Okay,
right. Thank you.
My record. Let me get a traffic violation in another state, and they find out I have one in Michigan or something. Like they managed to connect up these systems for us.
Yeah. Thank you. Over the course of his career spanning four departments, he would be accused of dishonesty, road rage, engaging in sex acts with women he'd arrested, destroying evidence. But instead of losing his badge, he kept finding new departments willing to hire him. Some police chiefs may have violated the law designed to keep bad cops off the streets. Chris, I'm sorry, you were going to...
No, I was going to say, you know, arrest records follow you, like yours, Stephanie.
Right, right. Your minor in possession of light beer. It's haunted me. That's why I've ended up in my basement, Frangela.
Free?
How am I free?
How are you free?
How
are you free?
I am free to possess another six-pack of light beer.
Now you can, because you're 21 now.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I love that Kristen Wiig's character loves grasshoppers like you did in college.
Yes.
I didn't love grasshoppers. I had a grasshopper once, and then I threw up on the 405 on the way to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
That's not the same as loving grasshoppers.
Got it.
Frangela.
Actually have a grasshopper story too.
Oh,
my parents used to belong to the Playboy Club in Chicago.
I remember
we always
that.
Ate there for every holiday.
Your childhood was wrong. It was just wrong.
Okay? You had the worst parenting. You were eight?
Okay. That was the drink you could have as a child. Okay.
A grasshopper? A virgin grasshopper.
Not virgin.
No.
At the Playboy Club, they would bring every child a grasshopper back in the 70s.
Wow.
You know, I'm struck by the same thing every time you tell a childhood story. How did you turn out so lovely? Because that's why. Your parents
I keep telling her this is trauma. This is not
it is trauma.
A funny anecdote. It's trauma.
I went to the Playboy Club.
Every family celebration, we were at the Playboy Club, like 20 of us.
I mean, I went to the Playboy Mansion as an adult, and I was traumatized because I was hit on by Frank Stallone, which
right.
is just a freaky Ew. Larger Sly Stallone. But anyway, Angela, my point is, go to their Patreon, get them some equipment so we can hear the final word.
GoFundMe.
Yes. Exactly. And sexyliberal.com for tickets. We kick it off next Saturday in Minneapolis. We'll see you then. We love you, Frangela.
Thank you.
Thank you.
your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with
questions. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.